William Jackson calls me the N-word in front of my mother.
That's right.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, welcome to the Wine Cellar. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're trying something a little bit new on Facebook. We're making podcasts actual events now on Facebook. I think maybe that'll make it a little bit easier for people to get in and participate. So this episode, we have some news, we have some comments, we have some good cops. And it looks like we're doing a lot of Becky Lives Matter news. So, yeah, come hang out with us. Have fun as we do that. And then, of course, this is going to be the standard episode now where we're not playing the music underneath because Facebook then deletes the podcast because reasons. So the music will be added later. And then, of course, you can download the audio from WineCellarMedia.com or whatever podcast app you use, iTunes, Podkicker, Podbean. And yeah, so let me get to the headlines. Oh, also, our personal journal update. If you haven't seen the post yet, we have kittens. We now have 5 kittens, and one of them is going to be named Killmonger. And then we have one with spots, 2 that look just like Mom, and 1 that I think is like a generic, like, gray tabby, I think is how you say that. So, yes, we're very excited. We have 5 kittens. Everybody seems to be doing well so far. We'll see how it goes. All right. So, headlines. Here we go. Hey, gang, it looks like we have another Rachel Dolezal on our hands. Yes. And, of course, we have other news and comment. In other news, Officer Anthony Avasso, age 31, is a 9-year New York Police Department veteran from the 60th Precinct in Coney Island who was picked up by authorities Friday morning and charged with 7 counts of public lewdness and 4 counts of exposure. Avasso is a married Long Island father of 3 kids between ages 1 and 13 and was released without bail at his arraignment. Wait, how do you be released without bail? All right. Was released without bail at his arraignment in Brooklyn, where he pleaded not guilty to the crimes of exposing himself to female officers. Fucking weirdo. Pasadena Police Lieutenant Vaskin Gordakian. Gordakian? I don't even, like, I don't know, man. There's not enough vowels in this name. I don't know what's happening. Vaskin Gordakian pleaded not guilty to Friday to alleged allegations he sold more than 100 firearms without a license in a 3-year period. Gordakian surrendered to federal authorities Friday morning and appeared for an arraignment in Los Angeles later that afternoon. According to his attorney, Robert Kalunian, who the fuck is naming these people? He is committed to fighting the charges against him, says Colonian during his hearing, and then later declined to answer reporters' questions about the indictments unsealed this week. A draft UN report has warned that the missing 1.5 degrees Celsius warming target set by the Paris Climate Accords will multiply hunger, migration, and conflict around the globe. Yeah, we know. The 1.5 degree mark means limiting atmospheric temperatures rising from more than 1.5 degrees above where they were prior to the Industrial Revolution when humans began emitting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. A New York tourist who was arrested in Japan while carrying the severed head of a woman in his suitcase was a so-called mama's boy and former member of the U.S. Air Force, according to the New York Post. The fuck with these names? Yevgeny Valisievich Brakratar was 26 and on vacation when he tried to leave Osaka, Japan with the remains of a woman he met last month on a dating site. The Akritar, who reportedly lived in a modest bungalow on Long Island with his mother and her third husband, served 11 months of a four-year stint as an airman first class, according to the Air Force. Well, white-on-white crime. Welcome to it. An amendment that would have banned assault weapons attached to a wider bill failed Saturday in a largely party-line vote in response to the February 14th killing of 14 students and three faculty at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. The vote was 2017 against the assault weapons ban, and two Republicans joined all of the Senate's 15 Democrats in support of the proposal, the Miami Herald reported. The full bill, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act, is expected to pass the Senate and then go to the Florida House. More guns. It's going to be great. Nehiru Littleton has pleaded guilty to making a terrorist threat this week. The threat... alleged threat was in the form of a Facebook comment making general threats against the police in July 2016, including statements like "fuck the police" and "kill white cops." Attorney General Bill Schuette prosecuted Littleton on the terrorism charge after Wayne County prosecutor Kim Worthy declined to, saying there wasn't enough evidence. Side note, Littleton faces up to 20 years in prison for saying "fuck the police" on Facebook. All right, so I think that's the actual news, and then our lovely Whoa Vicky, who we will be playing some audio from later. Vicky Waldrip, age 17, known as Whoa Vicky on Instagram, was arrested at the Four Seasons Town Center Mall in Greensboro, charged with trespassing, assault of a law enforcement officer, and resisting arrest, according to the Greensboro police. Waldrip, who stirs social media controversy by claiming to be black while mocking black culture, was arrested, and sparked false rumors of an active shooter. All right, you little Rachel Dolezal. Whew.
And I think, and just stuff that we didn't get to because life is real. That black woman, black trans woman that was the L'Oreal model who said white people are racist. She's now a labor advisor. A white woman calls a coworker the N-word at a Florida restaurant. White supremacist posters found at Colorado State weeks after a clash with Antifa. Mm-hmm. which shows, and who's Antifa, right? Mostly white folks.
Yeah.
And that just shows that white people's main focus is to be anti-black. Because, like, what? We had a fight with white people. Let them know that it's all about being white. Yeah. It's just like when an Asian woman on Twitter started the creepy white guys hashtag, mm-hmm. and white people said, but what about creepy black guys?
Yep. Yeah.
Why are we a part of this now?
The most important thing is anti-blackness.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, of course, there's the protest riots going on in Michigan right now. Richard Spencer is speaking at a university. And I saw a few clips. It appeared that cops were pepper spraying people. They've arrested about 40 people from what I've heard. And they're just straight up hitting niggas with their bikes. Like, yeah, cops are actually just picking up their bikes and hitting niggas in the crowd with them. So that's happening.
That's some of the most aggressive hipsterism I've ever heard of in my fucking life. Hitting niggas with bikes. Like, that seriously sounds like a parody of, like, DMX and the Rough Riders. Like, yo, I don't know. Dog. We were going down there. And I was going to get a kale salad. A little bit of egg on it. niggas, game through. I was like, I need to fix a flat. And started hitting niggas with bikes. You know, my chain popped, lost the ball bearings. Hitting niggas with bikes.
Hitting niggas with bikes. That's the name of his next single.
Yeah, the beach cruiser. You know, like, that shit's fucking bugged out.
Oh, I was going to add one thing to that. I'm trying to find the direct quote right now. That group right now of the white supremacists that are defending Richard Spencer that showed up, Unicorn Riot, who is just awesome because they're always finding all this, like, covert shit, basically got accepted into various white supremacist groups and now released all their private chat logs. And the group right now that is there defending Richard Spencer says, quote, raping women is acceptable as long as you're raping, like, people in your own race. Because in an ideal society, we would have ethno-state rape gangs allowed to freely target unmarried women who do not adhere to traditional values. White people hate each other, too.
Yeah. That is some white-on-white premeditated shit. And speaking of the rape culture, and this really, I mean, we could pick out a million rape stories every day, just like there's so many cop rape stories every day, but always look for one where there's a story behind the story. That's the wine cellar thing. And this one, this is a quote from a man telling a woman that he's raping while attacking her. This is his quote: stop playing the victim.
Wow.
Now, isn't that what they say about everything, though? Even literally, as I am victimizing you on something that I guarantee he'll go on the internet and say, what's with all the rape hysteria? Will literally say, stop playing the victim in that moment. New York Police Department supports arresting cops for sex with someone in custody. Accused serial rapist, a Kentucky cop, good cop, normal cop, just like every other cop, has disturbing new allegations from multiple new women, because every rapist is a serial rapist.
Yes.
And House overwhelmingly passes a bill that conflates sex work with trafficking as per usuality. And transgender woman Felicia Mitchell fatally shot in Cleveland.
Yes.
That's more show notes that we had backed up, man. Right. Really then, backed up notes.
Right. We always have backed up notes. And then Alfred Duane Brown, a black man convicted of capital murder in 2005. After 12 years being imprisoned, his conviction was overturned because the prosecutor withheld evidence from his defense team.
It's Anglo-American jurisprudence.
I think it's worth noting how many prosecutors were cops at one point. Yeah, a lot of them were, and this is what happens. So, yeah.
Ah, all right. And there's over there in the joint, Jay May is watching, said their name sounds like a Star Trek alien species. That's going back to when you were originally doing headlines.
Yes. Trying to read those names, man. It's not easy.
There's Anna Loco posted up in a joint. I think with maybe the second profile picture that I've ever seen them have on the Facebooks. Like, there's a different profile picture. I shit you not.
Yeah? Ah, I see Michael Wright. Hello, my favorite Negro couple, as he always says.
Michael Pratt. Oh, and fucking personal journal update with the fucking job. Somebody with the training department linked up with the continued improvement department and went behind my boss's backs in the production department and put me on a continued improvement project. So I get to work with that department the next 2 days. And the schedule's a little different. We go in an hour later and leave an hour later. So same amount of time on the shift, just starting and ending an hour later. And this is not a promotion. This is just steps toward a promotion.
Right.
Is doing these events with the continued improvement department. All right. Stuff and things. I don't know. Why don't you honcho it with the...
Sure.
Oh, you're linking.
Yeah, I was
up,
about
folks.
To tweet and be like, "Hey, Twitter, we're doing a thing."
Actually, I can tweet it and at you from the Wine Cellar Twitter.
Yes, excellent. Make sure you hashtag Black Podcast. I need more people to start using that hashtag, y'all. All right. So I guess we can start with the good cop convicted or charged with masturbating in front of female officers, which is like, not only is it gross enough already that you're doing that, but in front of your fucking coworkers, really?
All right. Now that's now called pulling a Louie.
Pulling a Louie.
Yep, that's pulling a Louie.
All right. A Brooklyn cop has been indicted for allegedly exposing himself and masturbating in front of five female police officers on multiple occasions while on duty. Okay. So, in front of multiple coworkers, did it multiple times, and did it on duty every time. Which, I mean, if you think about it, adds, like, a level of terror, right? Because not only is he, masturbating in front of you, he has a gun on him. Like, yeah, that's kind of scary. So, Officer Anthony Abasso, 31 years old, 9-year NYPD veteran, was picked up on Friday. The married Long Island father of three has three kids between the ages of 1 and 13, was released without bail, where he pleaded not guilty to crimes. He was suspended from his post last month after exposing himself to a female cop assigned to the 60th precinct for the third time.
So he's a serial Lewis.
Yeah.
All right.
So, wait, he had to pull out his genitals and masturbate in front of somebody three times on the clock before he got suspended?
Well, yeah, it's the Clover Doctrine. It's a sort of a leprechaun thing. You get three wishes.
I don't think that's a thing.
Fucking Michael Wright said, get a nigga a few bags of those Cheez-Its. Folks, yeah, I work in a packaging plant, and every once in a while I'll post a video or picture from my machine room, and I posted a picture and video, like, in landscape mode, so that you can see, like, basically, literally, probably about, like, 400 to 600 pounds of Cheez-Its that were going to go into the packaging machines. And then I went to the end of the primary room production conveyor belt, so you could actually see the cheese that's coming from the machines onto the belt, and made a short, like, it's like a 4-second video clip, but the thing is, we're doing 75 bags of Cheez-Its per minute from six machines. So you get to see a lot of bags in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what Michael Wright's talking about.
I miss those croutons. Those were good.
The croutons. Yeah. Croutons. I think I bought you the garlic croutons. I got to bring you the Italian croutons.
Yeah, those garlic ones were good.
Oh, yeah, because I brought you the ones that were, like, mistake ones, because they're fucking huge.
Yes, and they looked funny, but they tasted good.
Yeah, those are literally just dry pan.
All right, so... All right, so for the third time, he exposed himself and was then suspended last month after the victim, who referred to Abasso as a pervert... Yeah, that's fucking putting it mildly. Filed a complaint February 16th with her Patrolman's Benevolent Association... Patrolman's Benevolent Association. Okay.
So what kind of legalese is that?
I think that's just where you go to complain about your coworkers.
The fuck? There's a not all men department. All right.
Yes, there's a not all men department. So she filed a complaint with her delegate, who said Abasso exposed himself to her while on duty. Four other women then came forward with similar allegations. Abasso, a failed training officer.
How you a failed training officer? What is with the oxymorons?
He was probably supposed to be training people who just started masturbating too much and they never got through their lessons.
I don't have a punchline for that.
That you don't need a punchline for that. It's that ridiculous.
He's a failed training officer.
The joke wrote itself. He exposed himself to his coworkers between October 2016 and February. 2016. It is 2018 now, yes?
Nigga, that was before the election. Matter of fact, October, that was when Comey was like, we got more emails. And he just said, more emails? Woo, Trump. And just had to do it.
All right.
I start blaming Trump for everything.
Thanks, Trump. In one instance, Avaso's female partner noticed that the zipper of his pants was down in a patrol car after they had taken a suspect to the precinct. Is there more to that story, though? Like, why was his zipper down with a suspect in the car?
What the fuck is happening?
Hashtag good cops. The defendant...
Ew. Oh, shit, man.
The defendant began grunting and masturbating while his partner was sitting in the front. Wait, so somebody said your zipper's down, so you pull out your business and start masturbating?
It's almost like you inadvertently reminded him. Like, that. I knew I was forgetting something. I'm supposed to be masturbating in front of someone right now. Thank you.
So, the defendant begins grunting and masturbating while the partner is sitting in the front, according to Assistant District Attorney Adriana Rodriguez, who made that statement in court.
Jay May asked if this is in Florida.
New York City. Yeah, he's, he was, in a precinct in Coney Island.
Okay, New York, so, the snowy Florida.
Yeah, basically. And then he said, "Don't you think it's weird I'm playing with myself?"
You gotta what?
Like, I really don't know what to say.
Is he being sarcastic or not?
Don't.
Because he's doing it so often. Like, you know, but you know what? Because I'm from Washington State, folks, right? And every year we have the Puyallup Fair, obviously in Puyallup. But the company that throws it is Fantastic Enterprises, and they're just traveling circus type folks, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, one year like as internet porn was becoming more and more of a thing, yeah, a cop got caught on the fairgrounds, like just cranking that Soulja Boy to some internet porn. Ooh. Like on the fairgrounds in his patrol car. Yeah.
On other occasions, authorities charged that Avaso exposed himself to a probationary female officer who was just out of the police academy as he asked her about her goals in the department.
Ah.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's with all this Me Too? Like, me, nigga, she's still probationary. She's not even a full employee. Probably doesn't even get the full salary yet.
Probably not.
Jesus Christ. God damn, nigga, she hasn't even had to iron her uniform yet.
We gotta kill this one. This one's gotta go. Avaso exposed him... I know. Avaso exposed himself again on a southbound F train to a female police officer sitting next to him on the way back to the precinct from the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office.
Wait a second, you said again. I heard the word again.
I read the word again.
Wait, so this is like the same hour...
I don't know. Well, it's been going on for 2 years.
What is
I don't know.
What's that thing they take? What are those boner pills? What are those?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of them.
Yeah.
And I'm literally wanting to call everything Zoloft.
No, it's not Zoloft. I almost said Prozac. That's not right at all.
No.
Yeah. Someone. Help me out. What do they call those boner pills? I totally forgot.
Yeah, is he crushing that shit up and snorting it?
I don't know.
Like, just little bits at a time? Just like, I need to constantly have erections just in case there's a woman nearby.
I don't know.
Gotta do my patriarchal duties. Whew. And remember, folks, it's called pulling a Louie.
Pulling a Louie. Quite literally, pulling.
Oh, Jesus.
The district attorney continues, the defendant had his pants sticking out of the, or had his penis sticking out of the open fly of his pants. He then exposed himself to yet another female officer inside the 60th Precinct Station House while the two of them were alone and he was asking her questions. He then flashed her a second time while the two of them were in a police car returning from court. Why is he always in a car with somebody trying to masturbate? It's fucking weird.
Just everything get like, it's just like, well, judge was banging that gavel, man. I'll tell you what.
Thank you, Viagra.
Viagra. Snorting Viagra. I would have never thought that fucking word. I would have never got to it. I'd have been like, what, Evian? I don't know.
The prosecutor also said one time while Avaso was eating his lunch at a Wendy's with a coworker, he opened his fly and exposed himself. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What is it about the triple stack that gets niggas cranked?
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this nigga. Wendy's.
Was the bathroom that clean that day that you were like, I gotta celebrate?
You know goddamn well it wasn't.
I need to light my birthday candle, boy. Let me tell you something. Right, is that new? That new masturbation vernacular? Light my birthday candle.
My birthday candle.
There you go.
It was an intimidating tactic because it was a male dominant precinct, like every fucking precinct, really. Abasso's lawyer Richard Murray argued to the Supreme Court Justice Danny Chun that Abasso is not a flight risk and has always had a good evaluation from the NYPD, where you're also pulling out your penis and masturbating in front of your coworkers. You shouldn't be getting good reviews when you masturbate in front of your coworkers.
Not the men.
You're not a porn star.
Not the men. That's the thing. The men aren't affected. They're like, what? Working out pretty well for me. He's doing exactly how I got up the chain.
Prosecutors asked the judge to set a bail of $7,500, but the judge had released him without bail.
The thin blue line involves more than just the cops, folks.
Whew. Oh, Jessica Bay said it was that Wendy's logo.
Just he said, man, there's something about freckles and pigtails, boy, I tell you what.
Whew. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez said in a statement, there is no place for this defendant's alleged outrageous behavior anywhere in our society, and especially within our police department. I commend the Internal Affairs Bureau and my fellow prosecutors for taking swift action to investigate. Nigga, it went on for 2 years. But okay, swift action to investigate and prosecute these allegations. His next court date is May 2nd.
And the judge is going to be like, wait a second. I was going to prosecute this thing, but I thought you were a woman. You're a man. Get out of here. Go free, boy.
Go free.
Get out of here. Go ahead and light your birthday candle on a few more of them. And bring seven fellas with you, and you can go ahead and make it a Hanukkah surprise.
Oh, God.
Look, that's eight, yeah. That's eight candles. Ugh. That's right. Mm-mm. And if they double up, then it's kind of like a John Hughes thing. It's 16 candles. I'll tell you what.
No.
I'll tell you what.
No.
What?
No.
They can dress like that rapper Cameron. They'll be pretty in pink. You don't want them fellas to be pretty in pink? The hell wrong with you? I made you a mixtape.
All right. This one we have to cover because I like... This is from Fox News. I like how Fox News handled it.
Oh, shit. You never know what they're doing.
Some white-on-white crime. So, I mentioned in the headlines, man arrested with severed head in bag was, quote, a mama's boy. That's the headline.
Punk ass? What do you have? Yeah, like I'm with her stickers on a briefcase? The little mama's boy? You voted for the Democrat. SJW running around with severed heads. Punk ass.
Mm-hmm. All right, so New York tourist arrested in Japan carrying the severed head of a woman in a suitcase was a so-called mama's boy and former member of the U.S. Air Force. This is the one I can't fucking... Our Star Trek species. Yevgeny Vasilich Byakuratar.
This fella's name right here is, whoa. Hey, what the fuck is that?
Probably Russian or Ukrainian.
It is Yevgenyvasilievich Baykatar.
I feel very confident that the middle one is Vasilovich. And that actually sounds Serbian now that I'm saying it.
That is, Bernie bro. That's his name. If it's Russian, it's a, let me see. 26 years old.
Yeah.
And he was on vacation when he tried to leave Osaka with the remains of a woman he'd met last month on a dating site. Jesus balls. Bay Tracker. I'm just going to say it how I feel like saying it. All right, so... Yeah, so his name is Vinity Valley Bay Tracker. So, Vinny Valley Bay, who reportedly lived in a modest bungalow on, what the fuck is a bungalow?
Those city houses.
City houses?
Yeah.
What are city houses?
Like, they're very... I'll show you a picture. They're very common in the city.
I bet you folks didn't know I'm that ignorant. I ask her questions like that regularly.
You know what? I bet you in Family Matters, there's probably a bungalow on their street.
A bungalow?
Yes.
All right. You got a bungalow on a few of them fellas.
Yes, he was a gentle, sweet young man. You were right, Jessica.
All right. Yeah, let me see. That's like if you try to talk while you're performing Cunderlinguis and you stutter, that's a tongue bungle. I don't know if you knew that, folks. That's a tongue bungling right there. All right. Now, listen here. Now he lives on Long Island with his mother and her third husband. What in the slut-shaming was that detail involved for?
It's Fox News. He's a mama's boy, he's military, and she's a whore.
No need for that. Like, that's the thing. I'm black. I know when there's unnecessary coverage. And her third husband served 11 months of a 4-year stint as an airman. He quit his job early. Because his slut mother didn't make him work hard enough.
I see Jessica got jokes. It was a modest cocaine mansion. It wasn't a bungalow. It was a modest cocaine mansion.
A modest cocaine mansion.
Yeah, it's like that one white doctor who OD'd in the crack house, but they wouldn't call it a crack house because them niggas was rich. Remember that shit? They're like, this luxury high-rise apartment, nigga, it was a crack house.
A modest cocaine mansion. That is good marketing. I never finished watching that program, Mad Men. I saw like one episode.
Oh yeah, I never got into that one.
Yeah, I didn't hate it, but it just didn't captivate. Now let's see. Quote.
Oh, Anna. So I didn't know what a bungalow was either. I thought it was a butt thing.
Right. It does. Right. It sounds. Yeah. Like. Oh man, I got the Klingenschmidt on my bungalow. Let me get on back in there and fix it. I say Klingenschmidt because folks may remember we were covering Gordon Klingenschmidt. Basically, it was us and Tom and Cecil, a cognitive dissonance podcast. We were covering Gordon and Bob Kincaid covering Gordon Klingenschmidt and saying, like, this is a problem with, like, Democrats and the left. I made it out in 2014 to vote, and I made it out in 2010 to vote. Welcome to it. But a lot of the people who vote shame on election year, they don't show up on those mid-years. And Gordon Klingenschmidt, if you go to his YouTube page, he's basically like the folks we cover, like the Alex Jones and the Brian Fisher and all that. Gordon Klingenschmidt is one of those guys. And he's in the Colorado State Senate. Actually, I don't know if he got bumped out in the last run because they only have 2-year runs. But yeah, man. And that's why I say Klingenschmidt like that, because his name is funny and I hope he got made fun of for it.
Also, a total fun side note about Alex Jones. He was saying that YouTube was threatening to shut down their channel, so they had to make a new channel. So now there's 2 InfoWars channels.
I think there already was.
There probably was, because YouTube doesn't tell you when they're going to shut your shit down. You just wake up and it's not there. Like, so yeah, but it was just funny because sometimes the comment sections stay winning, and all the comments were, our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Oh. That's all you need. Fucking all right, so this is a
hi.
So the mother cat is taking a break from the kids.
Yeah.
And she literally just stepped out, walked around our feet for a second, and she's headed back. Because that's how long of a break you get as a parent.
Basically.
All right. Continuing the story, this is a quote from Benny Dacey, Bay Tracker's former stepfather who now lives in Houston. So they're literally finding men to say, hey, you hit that, bruh? Come talk on our website. He said, he and his mother were very close, but he and I were not. That's all right. He brought a lot of insight.
Wow.
Mr. Benny Dacey continued. Benny Dacey, who met his future bride, Regina Mishura, in Odessa, Texas, told the Post.
Wait, does it actually say Odessa, Texas?
Nah, but he lives in Texas now.
No, Odessa is a city in the Ukraine.
Get the fuck out of here. There's a lot going on.
I told you, didn't I fucking say they were like Russian or Ukrainian or some shit with that fucking name?
Oh, welcome to my ignorance, player.
So, we're trying to work through it, goddammit, nigga.
In Odessa, told the Post that he tried to cultivate a bond with his new wife's son, but the boy kept to himself and was very close to his mother. Fox News wildin'. Quote.
Now, how much have we heard about the head in the bag, though? That was the story. He killed someone and kept her head in the bag. Are we gonna get to that?
But she was a homon. And you gotta think, I mean, that's the thing. Every man marries his mother, and we're making sure you know that his mother was a slut. Therefore, you don't need to know anything else about whatever woman he was seeking out on some dating website. Mm-hmm. This is how I put 2 and 5 together. And then you get your lucky 7. Let me tell you something. Now listen here. He continues and said, he was a mama's boy. If we were having dinner and he didn't like the food, his mother would get up in the middle of the meal to cook him something special. And this was at a time when we didn't have a lot of money. Oh, so you weren't pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, Benny.
Should have been a better patriarch, Benny.
Yeah, 69 years old. How come you didn't have some popping ass pension from how hard you busted your ass your whole life? What happened, Benny? Capitalism didn't work out for you?
What happened, Benny? You just sound like Pennywise.
I don't know. I heard it. Happened? That was fantastic. I've only seen the movie 3 times.
That was straight up Pennywise. All right.
Oh, you know what, though? I do keep watching that music video, though.
Yeah.
That You'll Float Too. There's a dope ass You'll Float Too mix rap video on the YouTubes. Benny Dacey also told the Post that Bay Tracker maintained contact with his biological father in Mother Russia. But that after he financed Regina's nursing school studies in Texas, she said her son disappeared. The young man was arrested. Here we go. Back to it.
We actually got to the real story?
In the last 2 paragraphs, the young man was arrested February 22nd on suspicion of killing and dismembering Saki Kondo, a 27-year-old individual who was reported missing by her family on February 16th, a day after her date with Bay Tracker. According to the authorities, Bay Tracker, who had been traveling in Japan since January, met the victim on an online dating site and took her to a vacation home he rented in Osaka.
How does nigga have money to be doing all this shit?
Because he worked harder than Benny. To do a vacation home in Osaka where he allegedly dismembered her. He was on his way to another apartment he rented. When police arrested him with Kondo's severed head in his baggage, according to what Japanese authorities told the Post. And just knowing that that's what where this white man was and what he was doing and who he was seeking out to victimize. Gotta remember, I can't remember the name of this guy, you know, those pickup artist seminar guys.
Yes.
And I remember one of them, this is very, very old wine cellar, like somewhere in like the first like 200 episodes or so, and we're covering that guy, and some of the audio was, he said, oh yeah, you can go to Japan and shit like that, and if you're a white guy, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that shit. I think that was the same guy that Australia banned.
Was that Roosh? Is that it?
Maybe, yeah.
Wasn't he saying something about, it's really hard to have sex with women in Europe because they're like basically like socialist countries, and so because they're socialist, like the women aren't as economically vulnerable, so you can't just like financially exploit women to have sex with them.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think that was the same guy. And that was his whole thing, was like, you have to go to, like, you know, basically third world countries or go to America where people don't have financial security, because then you can exploit women easier.
Or just join the UN. Yeah, or maybe some Christian missionary team of sorts.
I mean, granted, they still only do that in third world countries as far as I know.
Let's see, more. You pull up more wine cellar news, mm-hmm. and shout out to the Father Muckers over there at Actify. I mm-hmm. need to learn niggas' names. I be seeing niggas' Twitter handles, and I don't think I know niggas' names.
Mostly Michael is the one who's running that.
But there were two cis women, to my understanding, that
who interviewed us. I believe one of them is Louise, and I don't remember the other one's name.
And Phoenix thinks they're both white, but I think the other one might just be light-skinned folk.
Maybe. What do you want? Do you want the DA who withheld evidence and kept someone in prison? Do you want why Amazon doesn't pay taxes, even though they're about to be a trillion-dollar business and Bezos is a billionaire? Or... I thought I had another good cop story. Oh, cop who sells illegal guns.
Oh, fucking, yeah, good cop. And I'd recommend folks go to Jimmy Dore, D-O-R-E, and check out his most recent commentary on Jeff Bezos. Darn good.
Yes. So, Pasadena police say officer illegally sold more than 100 guns, and some of them are outlawed models in California. Hashtag good cops. Pasadena police. What the fuck?
Yeah?
We're back at it with the names.
Ah, Jesus. Friggle flagging. What is this? All right, Pasadena Police Lieutenant Vaskin Gordickian. That matches. Dickface.
Is that even what it says? Vaskin. Fine, that's what... I don't know what the fuck it says.
V-A-S-K-E-N. I'm going phonetic on them. When they're wild like that, just... pull out the hooked on phonics. Fuck that. Go phonetic on that ass. Vaskin Gordickian. All
right.
That's your fothermucking name. Pleaded not guilty on Viernes. Some of you might call it Friday, but those of us who are bilingual, we'll kind of flip it on you sometimes. Allegations that he sold more than 100 firearms without a license over a 3-year period. Gordickian surrendered to the federal authorities on Friday morning and appeared for an arraignment in Los Angeles federal courthouse later this afternoon. This is a quote from his attorney, Robert Kalunian, said, Hayes committing to fighting the charges against him. And then he later declined to answer reporters' questions about the indictment unsealed this week.
Well, clearly he's fighting the charges by not talking about the charges. The first rule of fighting charges is...
not talking about the charges. That's the thing. I mean, it is called a thin blue line. You can break that further mucker pretty easy by snitching on yourself. That ain't...
yeah. So let's see. Gordickian. Whatever the fuck. I just call him Gord. He probably looks like a fucking pumpkin anyway.
Gordy.
All right, Gordy. Gordy was charged with dealing firearms without a license, making a false statement during the purchase of firearms, and possession of an unregistered firearm, according to the indictment. He allegedly sold weapons throughout Los Angeles, Orange and San Bernardino counties between March 2014 and February 2017. What I would like to know...
Gia.
Is a...
Star Trek character.
Yes, Star Trek character. And yes, that's actually how you spell it. I don't know, Jessica's reading the story along with us here. I would just like to know the racial demographic of who the guns went to.
Oh.
Because, see, there's this thing in Chicago that we talk about, but only we talk about it, is that a lot of times guns just show up in places.
Oh, like just get dropped off.
Yeah. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe this is one of those things where police just show up with guns and they're like, oh my God, look at the violence. Look at the black on black crime. Give us more funding. Pay me overtime. I just want to know.
It's got, and you know, it taps into the binary thinking, right? Where it's like, it's that or he's giving them to some Proud Boys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's either got to be Proud Boys or some niggas.
Poo.
Yeah.
Niggas or white niggas.
Yeah, either way, black people are dying. Like, really. So yeah, I just want to know. So if convicted on all counts, Gordickian would face a maximum sentence of 35 years in federal prison. Pasadena police chief Philip Sanchez placed Gordickian on unpaid leave in response to Friday's indictment. I guess we're making progress. They're not getting fired, but at least they're not also getting paid.
Yeah, unpaid leave. That means under the table.
The allegations, if true, are concerning, said Sanchez in a statement. Nigga, the FBI does not show up at your house and arrest you when they don't have a case, Jesus. We continue to cooperate with federal authorities and are continuing our internal affairs investigation into this matter. Don't worry, folks, we're investigating ourselves. The police lieutenant, he had gotten a few raises, okay.
Hey.
The lieutenant was put on paid leave February 16th, 2017, the same day that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives raided Gordickian's Sierra Madre home. Agents seized 32 pistols, 19 rifles, 5 rifle parts, 3 shotguns, 2 revolvers.
It's like, I gotta have something old school. Couple of Yosemite Sams.
Let's see. One of the weapons was seized, a short barrel rifle, and was not registered. Since that day, Gordickian has been paid more than $191,000.
Wait.
Because first he was put on paid leave, and then when the actual charges hit, he went on unpaid leave.
$191,000.
Yeah.
And then he probably still has money pocketed from selling guns.
Yeah.
For however long he was a gun runner.
And, did it say how long he's been on? Let me scroll up and see if I can find it. If he's been on the force long enough, he's still getting a pension right now. I can't see how long he's been on. But yeah, so, let's see. So yeah, he's gotten paid $191,000 for selling illegal guns to kill people. At the request of the U.S. Attorney's Office, Sanchez put a hold on the administrative investigation into whether Gordickian violated departmental policies. I would like to assume if you're selling illegal guns that you are in fact violating department policy.
And I think Jay May is pointing out that, let me just make sure I understand the sentence. Is that HTFF?
How
the fuck is that unpaid, but murdered people aren't?
From what it sounds like is that he was originally on paid leave, and then after he got officially charged, then they took him off paid, and now he's just unpaid.
Yeah.
So basically, while the investigation was going on, he was just on paid leave.
And the thing about how much do people commit murders, they don't get no damn charge.
Yeah.
Black guns are more important than black people.
Yeah. All everyone right. Knows that.
Black non-lives matter, not black lives.
That hurt my soul a little bit. All right. So the inaction has frustrated city officials who believe Gordickian should not have continued getting his salary. No fucking shit. So basically, his boss is caping for him. The department had known for months that Gordickian, using a city email address on an account known as vgordick on calgans.net, I'll have to look up that website later, and of the 863 public posts made by Gordy, more than 70 offered to sell firearms and gun parts, and at least 63 of those posts were later made into sales. Federal authorities say they've traced sales of at least 107 firearms back to Gordy. 107.
What if he was actually investigating cases with all this fucking time?
He wasn't.
Fuck no.
No.
The nigga was just on the clock, yep, getting paid to sell guns, of which he was also getting paid.
Right, right. He was getting paid to get paid.
Nigga was getting paid to get paid. Welcome to Cap. Welcome to the justice. Welcome to your tax dollars, fucko.
In May 2015, Gordy received a waiver from Sanchez, the boss who kept paying him, that allowed him to bypass a 10-day waiting period for a Glock 43 pistol. The waiver states that the Glock was purchased for off-duty use, not resale, but 7 days later, Gordy listed the gun of the same make and model for sale. So he got his boss to let him buy a gun to use for work and then sold it. on work time.
Wait, but what? Didn't ha- what? So like had it registered for non-work use?
Yeah.
Private and then use?
Sold it.
As a private citizen?
Yep. That's awesome. The gun did not appear on the list of firearms seized that year, and officials noted they were aware of a discrepancy with the seizure list. According to the indictment, Gordy sold a Glock 43 and seven other pistols to someone.
All right.
In June 2015. Whoever the fuck that nigga is. The court documents also indicate the police officer frequently sold weapons in bulk. For example, on a single day in May 2016, he allegedly sold seven semi-automatic pistols in Hacienda Heights. Again, in November 2016, Gordy sold eight firearms in Duarte, including six pistols and two semi-automatic rifles. The investigation started through routine analysis of multiple sales and trace reports by the ATF's LA Crime Gun Intelligence Center. What the fuck is a Crime Gun Intelligence Center?
Crime Gun Intelligence Center.
Yes.
CGI?
CGI. ATF LA CGI.
ATF LA CGI. I'm telling you, this is how you find the way to Sesame Street, motherfuckers. They've been sponsored by all of those letters. There's something going on there.
Fucking Big Bird.
Big Bird. Big Bird was fucking snorting Viagra.
Yeah. See?
Trying to tell you folks. Wait, what the fuck? Wait. Guns, crime, intelligence.
Yes, the ATF, so Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Los Angeles Crime Gun Intelligence Center, the ATF's LACGI.
I have no idea what the fuck. Oh, Jay May doesn't know why. I thought there was an answer that just came up in the archive chat space. Said, who needs that? That's like, what is that? Stoping up?
Stocking up. Stocking a militia up or a gang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is stocking up a militia or a gang. The Pale Faces. Pale Face Mafia Crip.
Yeah. As alleged in the indictment, Gordy used his position as a law enforcement officer to buy firearms from gun dealers that the general public could not, and then sold those firearms for a profit. Bringing a case against a law enforcement officer is never pleasant, but we hold public safety and a commitment to justice above everything. No the fuck you do not. Nigga, who the fuck you lying to? We are grateful for the Pasadena Police Reports or Police Department's cooperation in this case. Many of the firearms Gordy sold are believed to have been classified as off-roster, meaning they were not meant to be purchased by the general public in California. Police officers, however, are exempt. And while it is not illegal to sell an off-roster firearm to another individual, officers can run into trouble if they're using their exemptions to flip weapons for a profit. So, the indictment alleges Gordy used his employment as a police officer to buy hard-to-acquire weapons solely for the purpose of selling them. Yeah. Let's see what else is going on here.
Good cop. Normal cop. Good cop. Just like every other cop.
The U.S. Attorney's Office wanted to secure Gordy's bond with the deed of one of his properties. This nigga owned houses.
Several.
They wanted to secure his bond with the deed of one of his properties, but the judge did not agree and allowed him to be released with a $100,000 bond. However, since Gordy is making $9,000 a month through rental properties, this nigga make $9,000 a month from rental properties, and that's not counting what he made as a cop, which is not counting what he made selling weapons, using his cop status to get weapons. This nigga fucking millionaire. Huh.
Remember, you're just not working hard enough.
You're not working hard enough.
Nope, I don't know if you knew that.
Mm.
My back is fucked up because I'm not working hard enough. Shit. If I worked harder, it'd be like a massage every day just from the labor.
Gordy made more than $300,000 last year from his job and rental properties before factoring in overtime and benefits.
I like that they use the word job for that. Owning is a job now.
Owning is a job.
Like, man, I have to wake up and cash these checks. I gotta go all the way to the bank to do that. Mm-hmm. That is bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. According to his lawyer, he has no intentions of leaving because his ties to the community are strong. He was born in this community, raised in it, his family is here, and his life is here. And his corrupt business is also here. And his next court date is April 24.
Ah, four yeah. after 420.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a good time. Mm. Ah, shit, man. We better, all right. Time winds down. Gotta get to Becky. This is so weird. This is a weird Becky Lives Matter. What the? But then again, after looking at more and more of her content, which is Woe Vicky.
Yes.
Is the name. Which, yes. What is with that spelling of woe?
Isn't that how you spell it?
W-O-A-H?
Yeah, like, whoa, like, slow down, like if you're riding a horse, you're like, whoa, and you know.
I could have swore it was W-H-O-A.
No.
Whoa is not W-H-O-A?
That's a different whoa.
No shit, so there's just a whole bunch of woes.
Yeah, there's like three or four.
Oh, fuck, everything. Okay.
Also, woe, like, trouble, like, oh, woe is me, is W-O-E.
Okay, and...
So, yeah, there's, you know... There's a lot of woe to go around.
See, Jay May knows the right one. Yeah. All right. Okay, apparently there's a whole lot of woe.
There is a lot of woe. Well, yeah.
Now, what this individual does, this Woe Vicky, is, basically, does sort of, like, this sort of verbal blackface...
Yeah.
Like, tries to talk with some sort of universally generic black scent with,
It's not a good black scent, though.
It sounds like a tacky 50 Cent impression, yeah. Like, for the most part. It really just sounds like, a really tacky 50 Cent impression. And you start to realize exactly what this is. This is basically alt-right comedy. Like, this is just comedy to appeal to white right-wingers. Like, I guarantee you, like, the people that like shit like the Honey Badgers, people that like shit like Opie and Anthony, people that like shit like that, they fucking love this.
I don't know. I'm not convinced yet.
I am. I think, this person on the internet that claims to be, 17, 18, yeah, or whatever 18, the fuck. Yeah. But, like, this is someone who knows what their business model is. They know who their target audience is, and they're monetizing.
I'm still honestly not convinced that it's alt-right humor, because in my head it could still just be, I really have, like, a black dick fetish, and I want to be hard, and I want to be, like, you know, reality TV, Cardi B shit.
Nah.
You know. I don't know.
Nah, I think this is an aware white person.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the thing, like, again, and you know what? Because I think it's kind of, maybe our difference in the thing is, like, maybe gendered, right? Because, like, as a black man, I have a different kind of, like, macrocosm sociological relationship with white womanhood.
Maybe. I think it's just because I see a bunch of white women who really are that, where they're like, you know, this is going to be my come up because I'm not making it at whiteness, so I'm going to try to exploit blackness and I'm going to make it with the black people.
I think even if she's lying about her age and she's a little older, I think she's still young enough that she didn't fail at whiteness yet. I think that she is currently at a relatively young age winning at whiteness and setting herself up to be comfortable in her 30s and 40s.
She will definitely be comfortable in her 30s and 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a very aware and sinister white woman. As many of them are. And we are going to dig into it, but I have a lot of audio to go through. Yeah. The teacher in Florida that had the White Nationalist podcast, I downloaded everything that she was publicly on because, you know, like, she immediately deleted all her podcast episodes. Mm-hmm. She deleted her Twitter. She deleted all her shit, which is what I hate about these fuckers at these outlets that want to get shit out and they just want to get the hot story out while it's still clickable and monetize the clicks. And it's like, now we don't have all of her content.
Right.
So you should have downloaded all everything. Of that shit. Yeah. So I downloaded, and I download the videos of every single YouTube video, like where she was on a conference for like an hour or two. I got all of that content, and I'm going to comb through it and pick out quotes and talk about how she's using that in her public school job. Mm-hmm. Again, sinister, sinister, yeah. Fucking insidious, nefarious white women. Yeah, like, I have a very black man relationship with my women in the macrocosm. I don't trust them.
Oh, it's not that I trust her, but yeah.
Not trust them.
Yeah, I don't say I trust her, but I do think there's like that white suburban kid thing where like you're never ever told no for anything and you think you're harder than you are. So you think you hood, you not, but you think you legitimately hood. And then you're like, I can be black because I'm cool and black people are cool and we're going to be cool together.
I don't think she's that. I think that's also more with white preteens and teenagers.
She is a white teenager.
Not in your mid-20s. That she claims to be a white teenager. Yeah, again, white women are liars. Remember, see, that goes right to my gendered experience with white womanhood. White women are liars. Ask Emmett Till.
I can't tell. Okay,
well, if you could. If we could. Yeah, see, because white women are liars.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if she seriously thinks, like, she's cool or she's just fucking trolling. Because then I suppose I'm confused, too, because niggas keep coming up to cape for her. None of them think she's weird. She hasn't, like, slipped and said some bullshit in front of them? Like, is she that on point 24/7? Because a lot of black people be defending her, like, in person.
Yeah, but what's a lot? Her,
like, ew.
But what's a lot? Like, what's a number?
I mean, she's dating a black guy. And then they show up in her videos. And it's just like,
Coons. Coons have always existed.
Ugh.
Yeah, coons have always existed. Man. And then it's like, it's some black guy who fucking is patriarchal and it's racialized and that's his trophyism and like he doesn't care that it's racist. Like it's still just, look, I'm with a white woman. I came up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's always to be expected.
I don't know. I just don't make fun of her ass either way.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I
you were inconvinced.
Yeah,
this is intentional.
She knows what she's doing. And let's take a look here because the screen stopped moving there. And okay, looks like J-May can still see. Everyone can still see. Yeah, so the screen on my end just stopped moving.
Yep. All right. So are you gonna cue up audio?
Yeah.
I have to go bring Mother Cat back in. I can hear the kittens.
All right, so
not to use litter box.
What we're jumping off from is she did a diss track to the one that did Bad Baby Becky Bars. That's the name of our episode about her, and the name of the song is Bad Baby, B-H-A-D, Baby, and it's the kid that did the Catch Me Outside, How About That individual, and this Whoa Vicky individual did a diss track about that other individual, and it's like some sort of anti-Chinese racism, nationalism. It's fucking bugged out. And Phoenix and I noticed something as we were playing the record, and it won't be in very high quality, but I'll have the video behind me here. Let's take a look. All right, Manny B Production. And starts out with her holding a severely cracked smart device. Seeing, like, and right there, she has a light-skinned black child next to her in the video. And a white boy. Yeah, so she starts out saying konnichiwa, and yeah, like, you see there's a bunch of coons in the video with white people, some coon with, dyed yellow dreadlocks. So that's like that. That's the most of it, right? 41 seconds into a 2-minute and 5-second video. Mm-hmm. You don't really need anything else, right? And that hook she's saying is "Ching Chong, Ching Chong, Ching Chong, B word," mm-hmm. and then meow, 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 and these are the very intricate lyrical stylings of Woe Vicky dissing the Catch Me Outside individual. Mm-hmm. Now, that shit, again, I think very aware white, because look, she got a whole music video produced.
Yeah.
And could afford to get the whole music video produced. Yeah. From my, like, this is a business person. Mm. This is a business person conducting business. Let me take a look. Jay May and the... Okay. So the Samsung tablet just crapped out.
Oh.
And I need to increase the size there because I got the glaucomas and I can't see right good. Jay May said, "I can't tell whether that chick is serious or trolling for fame." And said, "She does look like she's about to break out into laughter during her ridiculous videos." And said, "Yeah, bad baby."
Becky Bars.
Yeah.
Sophia!
Oh, Sophia Loco said, "What's going on? What did I miss?" Good cop stories, rapist cop stories. When a man masturbates in front of a woman who is not particularly interested in that, that's called pulling a Louie. Good cop, normal cop, just like every other cop, sells a lot of guns, owns a lot of property, and bailed himself out of jail for I forgot how much.
I don't remember.
Big money dollars.
Yeah.
And because he is essentially in the ownership, he is the bourgeoisie.
Right.
He'll get away with selling all those guns.
Yeah.
And we don't know if he's putting guns in the hood so that guys who have economic disparity and now have those weapons, mm-hmm. or if he's selling them to white men that are going to go kill Negroes and Mexicans. Mm-hmm. We don't know. And now we're on to a white woman that I think is very well aware of what she's doing. Phoenix Kalita thinks she's a serious MC.
That is not what I said.
Yep, said she's just like Crooked Eyes, said she should definitely be in Horseshoe Gang and open for Quali. Opening act.
Nobody said that.
These are the things that Phoenix says.
No, nobody said that.
For some reason.
Wow, really? She got open for Allie Kane.
How's that? Everybody knows William Jackson. Doobie doop, skibby flip, doobie dot, doop dot, doop. Yeah, man, and and then the story that brought this up. Mm-hmm. apparently, she was in a shopping mall.
Yes.
Being white.
Yeah.
And got herself arrested.
Yes.
Yeah, like, what did I bet that, where's that gosh darn Linkify?
Oh, you don't have that one?
Nah, I better have that one.
You better have that one.
Oh, wait, no, that's one where she actually says she's black, yeah. But she's not serious. Like, I get exactly what she's doing. Like, she does that so that people can say, no, you're not, and that's problematic, and here's why. Mm-hmm. And then she can go to her target audience and say, look, I pissed off the SJWs. And then they can be like, ha ha, snowflakes. Like, and that's the hustle. Wait a second. How come I can't see my about section for the deal?
I don't know. But, yeah, so the New York Post thinks she's trolling because they titled the article, "Transracial Instagram Troll Invokes Black Lives Matter After Arrest for Assaulting Cop." Yeah.
Yeah, see, and that makes it worth getting the arrest. Because the fucking, like, boom, now I'm viral.
Yeah, a white teenager who stole a white teenager who stirs social media controversy by claiming to be black while mocking black culture was arrested at a North Carolina mall Saturday for allegedly kicking a police officer during a ruckus that sparked false reports of an active shooter. Victoria Waldrip, that's a horrible last name, 17 years old, is known as Wovicky on Instagram, was arrested at the Four Seasons Town Center Mall in Greensboro and charged with trespassing, assault on a law enforcement officer, and resisting arrest, according to Greensboro police. Waldrip was initially taken into custody after trespassing at the mall. When a security guard and police gave her multiple opportunities to leave, she resisted and kicked an officer, according to the police report. And despite presenting herself as a black woman in a number of cringeworthy social media posts, the blonde, fair-skinned Georgia native is listed as white in her police report. During the scuffle, a man accompanying Waldrip began shouting and acting disorderly, prompting other people to scream and run through the mall, according to police. At one point, an unidentified person yelled about shots being fired, causing a, quote, mass panic at the mall, and dispatchers received several calls about an active shooter, but officers on the scene were able to confirm all of those reports were false. Waldrip was the only one taken into custody. She went home Sunday after being released, and after her release, she posted a video on her social media page of her hugging a black man who she referred to as her uncle. Uncle Tom, maybe. She also claimed police were racist towards her and used the Black Lives Matter hashtag. In previous videos, Waldrip drops the N-word, poses with guns, sells weed, wears do-rags over her hair, and does makeup tutorials aimed at black women and, quote, teaches twerking. That's her. Woo. My popper stopper keeps falling down.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, so, yeah. We'll work on it. Yeah. All right. And
so that's her.
The video and audio of her getting ironically arrested by a black cop. Now, let's see. Now, again, I'm not even convinced by the voice in the background screaming like, what is wrong with you, and get off of her. That even sounds like performance to me. Because, yeah. Again, I don't believe white women. Hmm. And because that, I'm looking at her. No bleeding.
No bleeding. She's very calm, too.
Yeah. Like, I've shown, as I was building up the podcast, and there was a lot more focus on police brutality. And, like, just like how now my big focus is police is rapist cops.
Yes.
Back then, like, I was trying to show, like, yo, it's not just God. Like, police are fucking up women, too. And I was just constantly pulling up videos of, like, a black woman handcuffed to a chair. And they literally walk up and cut her hair off.
Yep. Like a female cop, too.
Yeah. That cut a black woman's hair off. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, what, the one where in Florida where a girl got tased in the head and died from that. And then one thing I noticed, a very common pattern, particularly with white male cops and white women, and I'm assumed cisgender on both ends, white male cops and white women, they always broke bones in their face. That was a pattern I saw that I think really spoke to misogyny, where it's like, oh, you're going to get out of line? I'm going to break what makes you relevant in society.
Yeah.
Like, that was a very common thing. Like, whether slamming them on the ground or punching their face so hard that they break it. I think one that really stuck in my head was one where... And the video might still be on the Father Teresa's Wine Cellar news page on the Facebooks, where he, like, slammed her down, and, like, and the camera's on, and you can hear her fucking face crack on the ground, and then he puts his knee on the back of her head, So the bone's already broken and shattered, and he's basically grinding the broken bones together with her face on the concrete with his knee in the back of her head. Yeah. I know it's a very common thread with white male cops and white women victims when they attack them, is they break their fucking faces.
Yep. Hashtag good cops.
And I don't see her face getting broken. But because black man still knows his place.
Yeah.
You know your place, boy.
And she looked like she's still talking shit, too.
And you see how not major it is? People are walking by like a New York movie when some shit goes down, and it's just like, yep, that's pretty much what happens here. Turtles jump out the sewer and fight giant fucking wolf people. Get in the cab. Let's go.
Yes.
Right? Or what? Like Ghostbusters. So you getting chased by a gargoyle? Hey, it's New York, baby. What we gonna do? Drink some more wine. You know you are somewhere white when you're allowed to have your bicycle in the mall.
Yeah.
God, I've never seen that before in my motherfuck life.
You also know you're white when police pick up your purse before they even get you in the squad car.
God damn. You don't want to lose this, ma'am.
Holy shit, did you see that?
What happened?
Did he just give her friend her cell phone?
Well, she might want to record from another angle.
Hey, remember that time someone in Chicago was recording a cop and the cop shot him and threw the phone?
Shit, it was another one, think it was in Florida again, where a woman was recording a cop, but someone was recording the woman recording the cop, so they got the cop taking her phone and, like, chucking it. Like, that thing probably went, like, 40 yards. He chucked that fucking phone. Look at this performative pretending to resist arrest. And you know why she's doing that? Because she knows her parents can get her out immediately, which is what happened.
Yeah.
She is a business person putting on a show. And then that speaks to that fucking... And that, again, man, that's why I just don't really care about white women. Because fucking... Because you know that you can do this with cops and walk away unscratched and alive.
Yeah.
And monetize it.
Yep.
I can't do that. Oh, that's the...
I like
the video's
how they keep
on
telling her to calm down, but she's quite calm.
Yeah, she's calm. She's just like, look, man, I'm just making a YouTube clip. Hey, go ahead, put the squeeze the cuffs on. Not too tight there, buddy. A little tighter than that, but you know. You don't want me slipping out on you. I got small hands. Yeah, fucking huckster. Now, you posted something. Now, you taught me a word.
Yes.
Meta.
Yes.
And can you define that again?
It's when you get super intense and microscopic on a thing. And I think the word gained popularity because it was Macaulay Culkin and someone else. I forgot who it was. Were wearing shirts of each other. Like, the dude was wearing a Macaulay Culkin shirt. So then Macaulay Culkin made a shirt of the other guy's face. And then the other guy made a shirt of Macaulay Culkin wearing that shirt. And they kept going back and forth. And then it was like Macaulay Culkin had a shirt of... the other guy wearing the shirt, wearing the Macaulay Culkin shirt that had Macaulay Culkin wearing him.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
That is meta.
It's a fucking social fucking funhouse mirror.
Basically.
And so, yeah, so you taught me that word, right?
Yes.
And because I had seen it and I just never cared to look it up.
Okay.
And then I'm looking at this, and the thing is, she reacts to her own video of her getting arrested, and I noticed something, right? So, like, there's the reaction video, right? Podcast listeners can't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the reaction video on the right side, and the cops on the left. And then she pops up on the left reacting to her reaction. She is reacting.
Also, note she's laughing in the original reaction video.
Let me mute that. Yep. And with her coon boy next to her. Like, you realize you can't do that with them cops, boy. He knows he can't. Look at his face. No, yeah. Damn well you can't. So she is reacting to her reaction. And then I was like, what's that word you just taught me? Meta. Is that meta as fuck? I think meta is meta as fuck.
Reacting to my own reaction video of me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so that I think that that's all that's needed. Do you want any more audio from her?
I mean, no. I think that we all know exactly what she's going to sound like and what she's going to say and how she's going to be doing her, you know, whatever. We need a word for that, I think, though, because it's not blackface because she's not putting on makeup. And it's not digital blackface because she's not, like, pretending to be black behind an anonymous account. You can see her face, but she's still... I don't know what the fuck she's doing. We need a word for it.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What the fuck is the word for it?
I don't know.
It's not blackface.
It's not blackface.
Wait, is it minstrel?
A minstrel performance? But I thought you typically wear blackface for a minstrel performance.
You have to?
I don't know.
It's like when Robin Williams does his black guy voice on his stand-up acts, is always some super tacky shit. But there is no name for it.
Yeah, we need a name for that.
Let me look and see if the chat room came up with a name. Oh, Sophia!